Well, I appreciate your prayers. I'd like to look at a couple verses in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Verse 32. The call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction. And you might mark that down in your mind, a great fight of affliction. Partly, which ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and affliction. You might want to mark that down in your mind, both by reproaches and affliction. Partly whilst ye become companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. You might want to mark that down in your mind, spoiling of your goods. Knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Really was impressed by the thought, for ye have need of patience. So I thought about my life and your life, to be honest with you. Most or some of you anyway, I thought about the regular occurrence that we would say, I have need of patience. He was saying to them, you had a great fight of affliction. You had your goods spoiled. You was a gazing stock. You had all these things happen in your life. You have need of patience. Now, patience is a grace of God. It's a fruit of the Spirit, and it's the grace of God. There's no doubt about it. God has an abundant grace for us. But there's the exercising of patience. That's the way it is with everything. No matter what it is that God has grace for, the grace of, we have to exercise that. He's got it in abundance for us and has promised it to us. But we've got to exercise it. In this way, you could think about it. It is a choice to make that I would choose patience. God's got grace. If I don't step out on that grace, I won't exert it, I won't use it, I won't have it. I've got to exercise the promise, the gift of grace. The writer says here, Paul says, you have need of patience. I can say positively here today, you have need of patience. And you will have more need of patience. And you've had need of patience in the past. And you're going to have need of patience now. Now, I don't want to embarrass anybody, but I mean, I know Alyssa's here. She's with child. Linda and I've had five of them went down. I can say to her, I don't want to embarrass her, but I'm going to tell her, you have need of patience. Been there, done that. No, you have need of patience. It's going to be trying times. There's going to be a time that you're going to get tired of the circumstances this year now. I know that in financial businesses, in business, I'll say in business, I know Brother Jeff's just a volunteer, I know that they're in business of sort. I can say positively, you're going to have need of patience. Absolutely, you're going to have need of patience. I see, been around a while, okay, I can see heads that wasn't gray turning gray. And grayer. And I can say positively to those ones that's there, you're going to have need of patience.
You're going to have to step out and exercise, which is a choice. It is a choice to where I say, I choose, Lord, to exercise your patience in this. I choose. I come to the absolute understanding that I'm in a need here, and you've got grace for me, and my choice is to stand in your grace. Lord, I'm going to use your grace for the situations of my life. I'm going to use your power. I'm going to use your ability. I'm going to use what you've got for me in this situation of my life. I'm going to use this. I'm in a place here now we call patient waiting, but patient isn't just waiting. Patient is waiting with a certain mentality. It's a patience. Real patience is joyful. It is calm. It's peaceful in the middle of waiting. Had somebody say to me one time, "Well, thank you for patiently waiting." I said, "No, I was just waiting." So I get confused here. I was waiting because you didn't give me no choice. Patience had nothing to do with it. I'm standing here. I'm standing here and I'm all knotted up inside and I'm ready to go. It had nothing to do with patience. See? Patience is the endurance with joy and rest and peace, knowing that it is in the hands of somebody that can take care of it. We had that in Sunday school. But Lord, help me, because you know, if I don't do that, if I don't choose patience, the apostle here says, you have need of patience. It's going to be a blessing to you. And you're going to endure something. You're going to get something. You're going to obtain something. Only if you stand in there will you do it right. You know, most things probably will turn out the same one way or the other. You know what I'm saying? If I get a flu and the Lord don't touch me and it's a 4-day flu in the middle of after 4 days, I'll be over it. How I go through those 4 days is what it's about. Am I going through it patiently? Am I seeing the grace of God work in my life? I can choose in the affairs of my life. I can choose to say, Lord, I'm going to stand in your grace. I have need of patience. And so I'm going to choose patience. Winston Churchill said, I don't remember the exact date and don't remember the exact quote, but it was somewhere right in the middle of the darkest days of World War II for Britain. It was the Battle of Britain raging. It looked bad. The Nazis had taken over most of Europe. They were looking down their gun barrels at Britain. They were bombing them. It was a terrible time for them. And he made this statement to encourage the people. He said, it'll all come right. It'll all come right. Lift up your heads. It'll all come right. And I think about that, to be able to say that to us, in patience. It is impossible to serve the Lord and fail. If serving the Lord is failure, then we'd have to quit. It is impossible not to win serving God. It doesn't always look like you're winning. You have need of patience. It doesn't always look like it's going your way. It'll all come right. I noticed in my life, it all comes right. Really, Lord help me. It all comes right. We didn't have Sunday school about worrying. We didn't worry ourselves sick around this. But I've noticed that in the Lord, it always comes right. God's got a way of making it right. I want to choose today patience. I want to choose the grace of patience. I have need of patience. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I know this, I have need of patience in my life. To have a calm, peaceful life. To show those that are around me what this is all about. Lord, help our witness to the world. We testify that we absolutely have on our side the great creating eternal God. With all power, limitless power of the universe is at His disposal. It's not at His disposal, it's His. He belongs to Him. And yet, we testify such a high testimony of belief, and yet walk around many times with less than that testimony in our lives. We're not testifying of this great God that holds us up, that helps us. It's because we have need of patience, Paul's saying. You have need of patience. If you're going to make this testimony to your loved ones, your friends, your family, you'll make the testimony and it ring true from your words to your actions. If it's going to ring true the way you live with what you say you do, you have need of patience. And then to choose, Lord, I'm going to stand in this grace and have patience through whatever You send my way. Believing that You're God. You're who You said You are. And You can't help from making things right. It's going to come right in my life eventually. Now I want to look at a couple of stories that it really, I believe, shows the burden that the Lord gave me for this. The first one's in Genesis. I don't know how much I'll read of this. Maybe just kind of go through it. You can look at it. It's in, it starts back in Genesis. It's the story of Joseph. Joseph was, what, the 11th son of Jacob? Favorite child. I don't think that's fair. I think there was a lot of discord there. I'm not sure that it was wise for Jacob to have a favorite son and give him things he didn't give the other ones. I'll have to look more into that, but I know right off just looking at it, it doesn't seem like a good thing. It seems like that if he was to do something like that, you might cause some envies and strife there in that, if you was to do something like that. But I can't blame Joseph for it. Not really. Joseph didn't say who he wanted to be, who he was wanted to be born to. I didn't either. Joseph didn't either. And Joseph was given by God an ability, dreamer they called him, understood dreams, he dreamed dreams, he understood things. God had a purpose for Joseph's life. It was obvious from the time he was a young boy that God had a purpose in his life. God had a purpose not only for his life, but the whole nation's life. They all was involved in this. It was just a thing that God had. Do you realize what sometimes I look at things idealistically. And I know that doesn't work, but I look at it anyway of what ought everybody to be. Yeah, Jacob shouldn't have favored his son like that. Idealistically, shouldn't have. Idealistically, Joseph's brother shouldn't have envied him for it, for his dreaming, for the things that he had. Idealistically, they should have all had patience. Every one of them had a need of patience. They had a need of saying, it doesn't look right to me. The dad does that. But somehow or another, it's going to come right. If you believe in God, you'll have to believe that God can even work in people's erred thinking. In the way people do things. It'll come right. Joseph seems to be in favor of God. But you know, would you want Joseph's life? I mean, yeah, Joseph was the pick. But would you want his life? Yeah, he got to a good place, but would you want to get to the good place with what it took to get to the good place? Joseph wasn't liked by his brothers. Now, I don't know about everybody here, and we have different mentalities, but I'm going to tell you something. I don't like to not be liked. I like to be liked. I hope y'all like me. I wouldn't want you not to like me. I like you. I want to be liked. Joseph wasn't liked. By his own brothers, they didn't like him. I didn't get him bother me. I think it probably bothered him. He wasn't liked. Well, then when it comes down to having some relationship with, they don't want to have that either. They finally get him. You know the story. Not now, it's one, I'll say this. I want you all to like me, but if you don't, I really don't want you to be mean to me. Now, if you just don't like me, I'll live with it. But when you start being mean to me, now if you was just verbally mean to me, I wouldn't like that. Don't like me is one step. Being verbally mean to me is another one. But sticks and stones can break my bones. But when you physically start trying to hurt me, you've took another step. Joseph went through all of this, and now they took him and they want to get rid of him. What do you do if you're Joseph? The scripture says, you have need of patience. You have need of patience. There is the great grace of patience. God has grace to have patience for whatever life deals you. Whatever life brings me, there is the grace of patience. And I have need of patience. But I'm going to have to make a choice. I choose patience. I choose to exercise, Lord, by your grace, I'm going to show patience. I'm going to believe you. It's an exercise. I'm going to have to exercise that patience. Joseph was a long, long ways from the end of this thing. And I want us to realize this because we look at his story as a success story of somebody that lived for the Lord and showed us how to live life, how to go through adversity, the great affliction of affliction, the great adversities, the spoiling of your goods. You know the coat that Daddy made him? Maybe he was sentimental. Coats ain't easy to come by. Maybe that was very important to him. They spoiled him. They took his coat. Remember? They didn't send him with his coat. They took his coat from him. He lost that too. Now he's in the bottom of a pit in a well, wondering what the next day is going to hold, wondering about this. I wonder if we could say maybe the temptation of bitterness came to him. I wonder if the temptation of worry came to him. I wonder if all these things could have happened to Joseph too. I'd say they did. I'd say all that happened. Joseph, you have need of patience. Can I tell you, I know the story, Joseph. I know how it ends. Can I tell you it's all going to come right? You hang in there. It's all going to come right. I'll have patience if this trial ends this afternoon. I'm going to show the reality of God as long as this don't make it much past noon. Or I can endure the weekend. And maybe I can endure the few days through the week. Or a week of it. You know, exercising patience means that I make a choice that I'm going to do whatever it takes. I'm going to have patience to wait on, not on circumstances. I'm going to wait on God to bring this to come right. It'll come right. God's promised He ain't going to let any of these people down. He's going to come right with it. It's all going to come right. Whatever it is that may be a part of our lives, God's going to bring it right. It will be right. But it takes something to get right. Joseph isn't even partway there. Well, Dad's going to come. Now, God, I'm ready for a deliverance. I've been down in here a couple hours. Maybe he thought his brothers was picking at him and they'd come back before dark and lift him up out of there. They did lift him up out of there and sold him into slavery. And Joseph's in need of patience. Lord,
what are you doing? I want to choose something here. I'm going to choose the path of the Lord. And I'm going to be patient. Lord, you keep it working. Well, things got a little better. He got down to Egypt and at least Potiphar got him. Well, he had a master. Maybe they treated him well. Maybe he ate. Maybe all those things. He seemed like he was a pretty decent fella. So things are looking up a little bit. He is in slavery. Joseph, you have need of patience in your life. Here it comes. You remember the story? Good-looking young man and wife, Potiphar's wife, kind of has some wayward thinking there, and she makes a move at him. And you remember the story? He has to. He wrote noble, honorable, decent, God-fearing. That's supposed to be rewarded, right? Joseph, you had need of patience. And godliness will always have a reward. But you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to wait. You're going to have to declare God, God. I'm going to have to, Lord, if you're not through, I'm not through either. But I want to show the world that I still believe in God, even though the sun ain't shining. It's a raining. And it's a pouring, and things are bad. But we serve eternal God. We serve a God that's got grace. We say, got grace. Do anything for you. Got grace. But I'm so impatient. No, I'm going to have to choose. I've got some things ahead of me. I'm going to choose. Lord, I'm going to choose to exercise your patience to the fullest extent that you give it to me. A powerful grace that I can, right here in the middle of whatever this is, calm, rested, trusting God, it's all going to come right. Well, brother, look. I remember one time. Sometimes it's easier for me. It's the stack up of the little things that I get impatient at. The big things, I use, okay, well, what can I do about the big things? The river comes up there at my house, and there's a road in the bank out, and you can look right out the dining room. It's the bedroom now, but you can look right out the window at my house and look straight down, and the river was right there. 3 feet from the house was the water. 2.5 feet was the undercut of the bank, right beside the house. Neighbor comes up. We're standing on the bridge watching it. And the neighbor man says, "What are you going to do?" I laughed at him. I laughed, not at him, but at the statement. I laughed and said, "Well, now, just what would you do?" What would you do? But I did tell him this. I'll tell you what I believe. I believe the Lord is going to stop that water before it undercuts that house. And then the state's going to come back here and build this back better than it ever has been. That's what I believe. It stopped short of the house and the state built it back better than it ever was. Right in the middle of it, it didn't look good. It looked like a lot of things could happen. But that's when you have need of patience. Lord, what are you? Now, you say, well, yeah, if it always turns out like, no. Joseph's wasn't turning out like that. You've got some more time to go, Joseph. So Joseph's there, and the woman makes a move, and he runs out of there, and in the process, she grabs, and he runs out of there without his clothes. Now, I know that I'm going to get too graphic here, or in our minds, but I'm going to tell you something. There ain't nobody around, I don't think, that would believe him. I wouldn't believe him. I'll be honest with you. I wouldn't have took his word over hers. And God set it up in a way that was just that way. She was believable. She was a woman. He was a young guy. We know how that works. You're Joseph, Lord. You know, sometimes our very integrity, I've done this many times, Lord, do you know what this looks like for your cause? I'm living for you and it looks like the cause. It looks like it's bad for the cause. It looks bad on you. And the Lord's saying, no, it looks bad on you. Well, that's what we're... You have need of patience. Joseph! Don't you know God knows how to lift you up? God can lift you up in your health. He can lift you up in your honor, in your... He can lift you up in the sight of people.
Sometimes I'll go, I feel so, and I'll go to a meeting, and it's just the Lord, and gives me honor with people. I'm saying, I don't deserve it, Lord. Linda and I talk about this all the time. People are honoring us for work, saying, I don't even deserve it. And the Lord lifts us up. Patience. You have need of patience. Yeah, people talk about you. They run you down. They do all these things. And we're so tempted to do something or act or something or get to stir up. No, we have need of patience to choose. Lord, I'm going to stand where you have me to stand. And I'm going to do it with joy and with peace in my heart and calmness because you're God. And I serve you. I serve God. If not, I'm going to be in a tumultuous place all the time. Joseph, you know the story. Potiphar didn't like that. It's time for jail. Things got worse. Now I'm going to cast him in jail. You know, it wouldn't be hard to go to jail. I'd say it'd be hard, but it wouldn't, you know, you deserved it. The man on the cross, the guy on the cross says to the other guy, we're thieves. We're murderers. We're guilty. This man done nothing. We're being crucified because we deserve it. It wouldn't be hard to go to jail if you deserved it. You know, I didn't deserve it. Joseph's in jail with people that deserved it. And he didn't deserve it. He didn't do it. But he had patience. Or at least the scripture doesn't say that he done anything else. He still believed in God. You know, this didn't take a couple days, folks. This story didn't happen as fast as I'm telling it. This was years. Then there come a time, you remember now, he's in prison. And there come a time a baker and a butler in there. He interprets their dreams. One goes back and one dies, remember? He goes back and he says, remember me? Before the king, remember me? He forgot him. We can blame everybody else. You know, Joseph never blamed anybody else. Never. You know why? Because he chose to serve God. He chose God. You know how much that would change the way we think and the way we do things and our whole mentality if we could just do what Joseph did and say that it's God instead of it's that one's fault and it's that one and they said this and that. David said the Lord has said curse David. Why should I be mad at you? The Lord has said it. The Lord says it. Let's listen. Let's listen. God's trying to do something. God, let something comes into your life. Maybe there's a reason for God doing things like that. I'm serving God. Yeah, somebody said something. They don't know what they're saying. It's all right, God is who I'm serving here. Joseph got to that point. Brothers had done that to him. Potiphar done that to him. Potiphar's wife knew the truth. Now this guy forgets him. Everybody's failing him. And in my world, I deal with people and see people that are so bitter because people done them wrong. Can I tell you something? You have need of patience. Not of accusing everybody else. You have need of patience. That you can endure those things with the grace that God would have you to show that you're a child of God, no matter what the storm is, that the God of heaven has a grace for us in life. I'm going to read to you how it comes right. Genesis 41. Oh, I'll see, about 39. Remember what happened? Pharaoh dreams a dream. And Joseph interprets the dream. There's going to be 7 years of plenty, followed by 7 years of famine. Joseph tells the Pharaoh, this is what the Lord has said. This is what is going to happen. And what you need to do is in the years of plenty, store up for the years of famine so that you won't suffer in the years of famine. The Pharaoh says, I'm going to go 35th verse, says, and let them gather all the food of those good years that come and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh and let them keep food in the cities. and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is? Finally. I told you it all come right, Joseph. You live for God. Your dad didn't see it. Your brothers didn't see it. Potiphar's wife didn't see it. Potiphar didn't see it. The folks in jail didn't see it. Now Pharaoh sees it. A man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all these, this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Years. Years of going through this. And now it's come out. God was working in this all the time. God has his hand on there. God lifted Joseph back. It all come right. It was true. The darkest hours, darkest time, it looked impossible. But we have need of patience. God has a scheme in mind for you. God has a plan already in the works for you. It ends in victory in heaven. That's where it ends. But if you're going to get victory in heaven, you've got to go through this time life. And you've got to do it with patience. You've got to do it with victory. You're going to have to be patient through the things that happen. We don't choose them for ourselves, or we wouldn't choose them at all. But God chooses them, and He chooses them right for every individual. I have need of patience, that I might at the end see the will of God work out for the recompense of my life, that I'm able to see it. Joseph gets to this place, and now the Pharaoh says, who can we get with such wisdom to be able to run this thing which you said? Well, God gave it to you. There'll be nobody higher than you are than me, the Pharaoh said. Second to the Pharaoh. Do you know what that meant? You will take direct orders from me and me alone. Wow! Being lifted up? Such confidence that he won in the Pharaoh that the Pharaoh set him above them all to order it all. Well, we know the end of the story. His brothers end up coming. Oh, I guess God knew that. I guess God knew that eventually he was going to spare his children this way. And he put Joseph there to do it. How would you feel? You haven't seen these guys in a couple years, several years. They've done you harm. They tried to destroy you. You ever have anybody in your life like that? And now they show up for corn. Oh boy. Now do I get my payback? Right? No. No, we have need of patience. Exercise of patience. And when they come, Joseph said, you meant it for evil. But I never paid no attention to what you had it in mind for. Because God had it in mind for good. And at the end of this whole thing, it all come right. Folks, the Lord wants us as His people to exercise patience to the world around us. Our family needs it. Joseph's family needed his exercise of patience to go through this with the right attitude and be gracious at the end of it. I think of all the miracles that God did, to be honest with you, the greatest miracle of this whole story is of a young man that said, I won't lay it to your charge. You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. That is an overwhelming miracle of grace for that young man to feel that way. Another story is the story of Job. Well, we've heard of the patience of Job. It's well stated. The patience of Job. Job was a man that in his time was an upright man, a righteous man. You can find that in the book of Job. One that done right. What did I say it? He issueth evil.
Fear God
and issueth evil. That's what the Lord said to Satan about him. Here's my servant. Fears God and issueth evil. There's the man that was serving God. Things were going well for him. Blessed. Then things started changing. Job, you have need of patience. Can I tell you today here that I think the Lord is saying this to us? You have need of patience. Oh, but the Lord's all-seeing eye knows what next week holds, next month holds, next year holds, rest of your life holds. And he's going to say, you have need of patience. You better get it. You better get older. You have need of patience. You better learn to exercise it. Oh, God's got wheelbarrow loads of it for you. Abundance of it for you. It won't do you a bit of good if you don't choose to exercise it. You're going to have to choose it. I will be patient. I will exercise God's patience. Lord, help me. I'm going to choose to be the best thing I can in my adversity. Lord, help me to smile. Help me to believe in you. Help me, if I have to directly just think of you walking on the water. Are you healing the blind? Whatever, Lord, you're God. I'm going to have to exercise this thing. I'm going to have to exercise it in my life. I exercise it with... I jacked my truck up yesterday. This is me. I jacked my truck up yesterday because I needed to get under it and see what my starter was going to be. I jacked my truck up and I had the jack screw pointed right at the way I went in under the wheel. And I went in under there and busted my head on that screw. Just a first, went right and busted on it. I turned around and said, what did I hit? It's still sore right there. What did I hit my head on? Oh, that screw, it was even there. Turned around and did the same thing within 10 seconds. It did the same thing again. 10 seconds later, and I'm like, oh! I can't believe I did that again. Well, I won't do it again. Got in and said that. And when I forgot about it and turned around and hit myself right between the eyes with that screw. 3 times. You have need of patience. It's sore there and it's sore 2 places on my head from hitting that. I hit it hard. You have need of patience. You can act ugly. You can get mad. You can do anything you want to. But you have need of patience. And you ought to do it right. You ought to exercise that and be able to say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad there's a God. I'm glad there's God. And a God that's got patience for us. Job's in this and he's doing well. He's doing well in life. God's testifying of him. And this starts going. His stuff gets spoiled. He loses his things. He loses his family. And he loses his health. You have need of patience, Job. Now, here's a course that Job can do nothing about. He's going to go through that. Do you understand that? He's going to go through it. But how is he going to go through it? Is he going to be able to say, the Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a testimony. Or is he going to grit his teeth and say, this has been a losing cause? Well, we know the story of Job. Job got these things removed from him. And he never charged God foolishly. He never cursed God and he never charged him foolishly. You've heard of the patience of Job? I may say, you have a smile on your face. That's not realistic. And we'll make sure that we understand. There's sometimes that pain will take a smile off of your face, okay? There are circumstances in grief. Jesus grieved in the garden. There's things that we have to go through sometimes like that. But you know, patience, having patience to go through that means that we don't lose our integrity. We don't lose our cause, our purpose. We still go through it believing and trusting. You have need of patience. I'll tell you. We have need of patience. Job had need of patience. But as Winston Churchill said, it's going to look up. It's going to come right. It come right with Job too. You ever been in a, I guess I don't want to say debate or argue, but maybe I ought to say it anyway, a discussion. You ever been in a discussion that left you frustrated? I know that's wrong and ain't no way to prove it to them. Maybe you've been on either side of that. I know that it is frustrating when there's a truth looming out there, a truth that's important or something like that, and you just can't get it to somebody. You have need of patience. There's people that need to be saved real bad and they won't get saved. You're sitting there saying, I know what the answer is. I know what the answer to your problem is. You know, you need patience. Lord, help us to have patience. In the 42nd chapter of Job, now I'm not good at these names, so I'm not even going to try. I'm going to skip a little bit when it gets to these names. Then we'll read some of this. And I'll start with the first verse, I guess. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou canst do us everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore I have uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me which I knew not. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said, and he said to his friends, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the things which that is right, as my servant Job hath. Job, I told you he'd come right. Come right. There's people that have attacked me for my belief. Directly attacked me as a lunatic, a radical, and as crazy. That after the evil days come, they called me for prayer. It'll come right. Be patient. We have need of patience. Job argued with these brothers concerning what's right in the Lord. And he could not convince them that he wasn't a bad sinner, that he hadn't done wrong, and those kind of things. He couldn't convince them. But the Lord convinced them. It comes right here. He says, therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job. It's coming right. Oh, it took a long time, folks. It took the loss of things, the suffering of things. It took pain, unbearable. It took being humbled. It took being looked at as if he was bad and wrong. It took all those things. I've heard of you, Job said, but now I see you. There's something advanced in all of this. There's something advanced. Job, you have need of patience. God's going to do something for you. It's going to be magnificent beyond your dreams. But you're going to need patience. It'll come right. Somebody's saying you're wrong. You don't have to wrestle with that. It'll come right. Live for God faithfully. It'll come right at the end of it. They went and done according to the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also,
There was an interesting little lesson in there. Those ones that done you wrong, you'll get victory when you pray for them in the right way. We have need of patience. Pray for the real earnest prayer of for their good and their well-being. I know what we like to say. I'll pray for their soul. You'll get victory if you'll pray for all of them. I mean, you'll pray for them all the way. Lord, prosper them. They stole from me, but Lord, prosper them. You'll have victory when you can mean it. You have need of patience. That's a good place of patience. When he prayed for his friends also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. I told you he'd come right. Then came there unto him all his brethren and all his sisters and all they that had been of his acquaintance before and did eat bread with him in his house. And they bemoaned him and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. He had sons and daughters. And he done it through patience. You have need of patience. That's a pretty good way of getting where the Lord wants us to be. The scripture says you have need of patience. I think everybody in here has a need of patience. And the Lord to help us that we would have a greater testimony as we have that patience in our life, the grace of patience. But it is a choice. That wasn't my own words. I actually got that from Adam Clark, who was talking about that scripture and said that made that phrase, is that it is a choice. And that stuck with me because I know that it's true. Because I know God is not short in His ability and His grace. That means that I need to choose today. I'm going to exercise patience in my life. You pray for me.